feeling is fear that
the opposition candidate wins the presidency of the Seychelles for the first time since its independence from Britain 44 years ago. Wavo Ramkalawan Sunday secured the presidency in the Indian Ocean archipelago of 115 islands. The Anglican priest took 54.9% of the vote, according to the Electoral Commission. The opposition also won the legislative election that took place from Thursday to Saturday alongside the presidential poll, with the new president's party alone taking 25 seats, or two-thirds of the parliament. The opposition, narrowly defeated in a presidential election in 2015 and buoyed by a landmark victory in a parliamentary poll a year later, had been hoping for its first presidential win. The campaign had taken place mainly over social media, with rallies banned due to the coronavirus. Seychelles has reported just 149 cases, mostly imported, but the pandemic has been a big campaign issue as restrictions on global travel bottomed out the tourism industry, a major earner for the Seychelles and employer for many of its 98,000 people. 1 year after more than a million people flooded downtown Santiago in the biggest march of Chile's current social uprising, Chileans vote Sunday on whether to change the country's constitution. Voters are expected to turn out in huge numbers to weigh in on the constitution, which many feel favors the wealthy. A protest movement which had drawn thousands reached critical mass last October, and within weeks, President Sebastián Piñera had agreed to initiate a process to draft a new constitution. Opinion polls show that more than 70% support a new constitution, with just 17% voting for rejection. This is VOA News. Afghan security forces have killed Abu Musin al-Masri, a senior al-Qaeda leader who was on the Federal Bureau of Investigation's most wanted terrorist list. Afghanistan's National Directorate of Security, or NDS, is saying al-Masri has been charged in the United States with having provided material support and resources to a foreign terrorist organization and conspiracy to kill U.S. nationals. Al-Masri, believed to be al-Qaeda's second-in-command, was killed during a special operation in Ghazni province in eastern Afghanistan, said the NDS, adding that he was the supreme leader of the organization in the Indian subcontinent. The al-Qaeda operative was an Egyptian national, according to the FBI. Last month, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said fewer than 200 al-Qaeda operatives remain in Afghanistan. The death toll from the suicide attack Saturday in Afghanistan's capital rose to at least 18 killed and 57 people wounded, including students, the Interior Ministry is saying. The explosion struck outside an education center in a heavily Shiite neighborhood of western Kabul. Interior Ministry spokesman Tariq Aryan says the attacker was trying to enter the center when he was stopped by security guards. Samsung Group announced that Lee Kun-hee, the charismatic leader of South Korea's biggest conglomerate, died Sunday. 78-year-old Lee helped grow his father's trading business into a powerhouse with dozens of affiliates stretching from electronics and insurance to shipbuilding and construction. Lee is the latest second-generation leader of a South Korean family-controlled conglomerate to die, leaving thorny succession issues for the third generation. And COVID-19 cases continue to rise across the United States and Europe. In the U.S., three states announced new record highs in daily confirmed cases this weekend, a day after a nationwide daily record of more than 83,000 reported infections, according to Johns Hopkins University. And German authorities reported a record one-day total of new coronavirus cases this weekend. In Italy, officials huddled with regional authorities to determine what new restrictions could be imposed as confirmed cases surpassed 500,000. Elsewhere in Europe, police in Warsaw, Poland, used tear gas and pepper spray to disperse protesters angry over new coronavirus restrictions. For more on these and other stories making international news headlines, we invite you to visit our website at voanews.com or download our easy-to-use app. Via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.